What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east.
Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
I don't have a fucking idea either, Lily. However, whenever you're receiving us, we appreciate it, whether it's streaming 24/7 on the Crab Diving Network or whether you have downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application.
Yes.
We appreciate the hell out of it.
Yay.
Sorry, it is Faithless Friday, everybody.
Damn.
It's Faithless Friday. I don't know why the mariachi music.
Right.
It was just right next to Lori Baker on my panel here. So
it's amazing. Our orchestra
was lazy.
The in-studio orchestra is so flexible. It has such a wide range of, they have a huge catalog. Ooh.
We're doing a tremendous amount of work in space.
We have that one.
Take her out!
I'm just looking at what I have just only on my, that I moved to my sound effects panel. That's actually music. Well, this a little bit.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Remember Shark Jesus?
Hell yeah. I never forgot Shark Jesus. Shark Jesus is in all of us. Shark.
I have dueling banjos.
Shark Jesus is in your heart, motherfucker! Oh, shit.
Gong. Right. Oh, I have this.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Do you have,
Shut up.
By the way, happy birthday to my mother.
Happy birthday.
I should have mentioned that on the show yesterday, but I did not. Apologies.
That's not for your mother. That's the next music I have.
That's good. Do you have my brother's song?
You know what? I might have that one. I'm going through them here.
I hope you
I
do.
Have Ultimate Force.
Okay.
I have this.
Right.
It's very somber.
Right.
That's I have.
I like that.
You remember the story there? That's from a video. That was there were some were they gun
open,
nuts?
Open carry kind.
Yeah, I think they were some gun nuts. And a college music student with a sousaphone just happened to be out there, and he pulled it out and started following them behind them and playing that as a soundtrack for them, and it was quite fitting.
I think it's so awesome that a guy spends his whole life toting around a motherfucking sousaphone. Who's looking for a sousaphone?
Well, I think he was on his way to or from class.
But at that moment,
I don't know if you carry
at that he who was open carrying his sousaphone.
Sure.
Sousaphones kill people.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody. We appreciate you being here. I've got this weird.
Oh yeah, Kabuki.
Yo! That's Trump's defense team.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Which one is Ken Starr?
It's brilliant defense on his part. I'm sorry, I'm battling the dog. She's trying to get to a treat. Yeah,
the little bing, 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 bing songs sounds. That's Jay Sekulow's nuts, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or, listen to my balls.
Or the drops bing. from Trump's urethra. Right.
I thought
hitting the ground.
Wow. Solid.
I understand Jay Sekulow is going to have a Trump jizz tap installed at
home. Oh, yes. Is it true Trump ejaculates chicken McNuggets?
It's guerrilla fighting.
Thank you.
It is Faithless Friday. Thanks for joining us. Let's see what's going on in the old headline aronies, everybody. Join us on our social media at Crab Diving anytime.
Okay.
CRABDIVING, Facebook, Twitter.
Right.
Instagram, slightly less. And that's about it.
Right.
We're not TikToking.
No. WhatsApping.
Although those are 15-second videos.
Right. We don't WhatsApp.
We don't WhatsApp nor Snapchat.
Oh, okay. Well.
Sorry.
Dare to dream. One day, God, that dog wants to eat the fucking bird that was outside. She's just eyeballing that bird.
Oh. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post this lovely Friday the 24th.
Yay!
Adam Schiff says the case that Trump obstructed, so it just leads to the ongoing proceedings. I believe today is the last day of the opening arguments for the
they're just the
side of decency and good,
right?
And that would like to hang on to the Republic for just a minute or two more.
Oh, go fuck yourself! It's fine. Don't be such a worrywart.
Representative Sylvia Garcia from Teja.
Oh, yes. The wee wee.
Argued that Trump obstructed Congress's inquiry and sought to hide and cover up the evidence.
Bam!
By his administration refusing to share documents.
Well.
Then she played a video of Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the EU.
Yeah.
Testifying before Congress, saying that he wasn't allowed access. He wasn't allowed to access his own phone records anymore.
Oh, shit. Wait.
And he, by that, I don't know if he's still around to get rid of
his personal phone records.
Well, the records that he used, his business phone records.
Oh, okay.
But he was not let go.
He was still employed.
But they said, no, you can't have your records. His own records.
Well, I mean,
to testify.
It sounds to me.
To get ready to testify.
Okay. But it sounds to me that Trump has something to hide.
He said, it would have been very helpful for me in order to reconstruct with whom I met and what was said.
Yes, but before he talked to Congress?
You're right.
Yeah, I would want that too. I don't remember who I fucking talk to every day, and I'm not important.
Garcia, Representative Garcia, Democrat, said, from Texas, said, let's recap. No documents, zero, nada. In response to over 70 requests and 5 subpoenas. Never in my time as a lawyer or as a judge have I seen this. This obstruction of Congress is real and it's beyond comparison.
Damn!
And Lindsay sat there buffing his fingernails.
Oh, yes. Didn't really?
Thinking this is all bullshit. This is just fake.
I'm going to talk to Ted Cruz in the sauna over some hot rocks.
Although he, you know, in typical Lindsay fashion, he tries to every once in a while do something that makes him look a whiff of sane and unglazed by Trump's semen.
I am unglazed!
And
No, I am glazed!
This time, he has said, Schumer, I think, was brilliant. Schumer basically was like, call Hunter Biden, bitches.
Oh, yeah.
Call him.
Yes.
So they're calling the bluff, basically. And right. And Schumer said, you know, they can call Hunter Biden anytime they want. They have 53 votes.
Right.
They yes. can call Hunter Biden.
Wait. So why don't they?
So if this is what they need, they're gonna exonerate the president. Well, okay, let's get Hunter Biden right. in there. But no, they know that that's going to be a big shit show, and they're going to get nothing. They're going to get nothing after and all of that.
I mean, they how do they get? That's a good point, dude. How do they get around not doing that?
They don't. They're Mitch McConnell, shameless, unconcerned about the consequences or the way that or doing what's right and ethical.
Because the way I see it,
and decent.
Let's say that they believe the impeachment is a witch hunt, right? That there's nothing there.
Which I don't believe any of them really believe.
Yeah.
Except for the hardest core utter lunatics.
Hard.
Like but, Dilly.
But like, you're right. If Hunter Biden, then they would have to call Hunter Biden. If they don't believe there's any validity to this shit about this call, then you kind of have to believe that Hunter Biden is guilty of something, right?
Oh, yeah.
So call him. It's very odd.
And it's interesting. It's fascinating what's going on.
It's
with
weird
these.
Shit.
I just don't get it.
Right.
Val Demings. Said Trump did something no president has ever dared to do in the history of our republic.
Ugh.
President Trump directed the entire executive branch not to cooperate with the House's impeachment inquiry.
The entire executive branch. Hi, entire executive branch. You don't have to talk to the Congress. You don't have to talk to the House or the Senate about this very important issue.
Just technicality.
You know, it's strange. Like, if the EPA is not protecting our environment and all these other, you know, departments aren't doing what they're supposed to do, what do they do all day? What does anybody do in the White House all day?
Well, Giuliani's son serves the internet, right? And shit.
Yeah.
Was he the entertainment music liaison to the White House or something like that, right?
No, it's not even. No. It's not even that
or
good.
Sports liaison.
It's professional sports liaison. And he makes 90 G's.
So he helped order the Chick-fil-A when all those championship teams show up.
Yeah.
Or liaison. He probably doesn't even do shit.
He calls someone, some poor motherfucker, some intern. He's like, hey, got a Chick-fil-A. I need X, Y, and Z. I'm going to fuck your life up. 90 grand a year, though. Hi, I'm the I'm the professional sports liaison for the White House.
He's eminently qualified, Ryan.
Oh, yes. Well, wait,
genius at the White House.
Yes. Well, what did he do before?
It's not like Hunter Biden getting a spot on a board somewhere.
Listen, all these rich fuckers.
Well, right. And none of us are saying that it's probably bullshit that Hunter Biden got on a board somewhere. But it's bullshit that any of these people's spawn makes it on a board anywhere. Because the only reason they're getting on that board is because of their last fucking name.
Of course.
And because of the
fucking
the vaginal skid marks on the sides of their heads that they came out from.
Somebody's doing donuts up there. But like, the shit that Trump is doing is fucking up NATO. I mean, it could potentially fuck up Europe. I mean, you know, like if Ukraine, they aren't able to defend themselves against Russia and Russia takes over. That's not good, right?
So Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Is now pretending he's having a moment of sanity. And he says he would oppose a subpoena of Hunter Biden.
He's against it.
Yes.
But Lindsay thinks there's something to the scandal, right? I mean, doesn't he?
I don't know that, but he probably understands that even if there were something to the scandal, it's apples and oranges. Holding back aid until you investigate your political opponent for corruption, even if there was some corruption there, it doesn't justify what Trump did.
Yeah, because like the reason you would, there's no good reason to hold back that aid.
It was illegal.
Yeah. Per the GAO, right?
Right.
And these people are at war with Russia. And you think about the revolution in Ukraine, all those people like standing up to those Russian soldiers, man, in that town square. It was crazy. I mean, if you think about it in that context, I mean, what Trump is doing here is it's so fucked up. It's so fucked up.
Let me see if...
Didn't Schiff make that point? Didn't Schiff make that point? He's like, if there was a war at our borders and we were dependent on the money of another country to keep an invading force out.
Right.
I mean, that's tremendous leverage. I don't fault Zelensky, but do you think... I mean, the guy probably considered it.
So Lindsay isn't that sane.
Yes.
even though he said he wouldn't support having a subpoena for these proceedings.
Yes.
Says this.
Now, if you don't know, one of your family members is getting $87,000 a month from the most corrupt gas company in the Ukraine, and it's your job to deal with corruption in the Ukraine, you're not looking very hard. Somebody needs to look, not to help Trump, but to help us all, because that is not good foreign policy. It is not good government. When it came to President Trump's insistence that somebody look at what happened with the Bidens in the Ukraine, I think he's right. I think somebody should. Not a partisan politician, because if you spend any time...
not a partisan politician. Okay, what about him looking into corruption in Russia? What about him looking into corruption, I don't know, anywhere else?
Right, right.
Anywhere else. Why do we have to start with the huge corruption of Joe Biden's kid getting 50 grand a month?
87,000.
Getting 87 grand a month.
How do I get that job,
for
though?
You should have been born under a vice presidential, from a vice president's ball sack.
You know, I'm just trying to figure out how I would budget out $87,000 a month and get by, and it's, it's doable. Did you see that guy walk by?
With the metal detector, yeah. He's usually down to the beach.
Oh, you've seen that guy?
Yeah, he's usually down at Sanders.
Why does he have all that gear? It looks like he's ready to jump out of a fucking airplane.
Well, I've seen him scan the easement.
Yeah.
On the other side of the sidewalk.
Right.
Like, he's never scanned our yard.
Yeah.
I don't want to geolocate us too much.
Hey, dude, you find anything in my fucking yard, it's mine.
We have a fence, but it's in, the fence is inward from the sidewalk.
Yes.
Even though we have to mow everything to the sidewalk and
I feel
the
like
street.
Someone is doing a sketch of our place based on these descriptions.
Yeah, but I've seen him waving his metal detector around.
Yes.
Over in that section over there.
I call it my metal detector. Yeah, but if you find anything on my fucking yard,
nobody's
that's mine,
gonna call
buddy.
The cops on him. He's white.
Oh, yeah.
If it was a black guy in this neighborhood, they'd be
shit.
Like, someone's out here trying to dig up my yard.
Black guy's got a metal detector on my easement.
Probably trying to find bullets.
Let me get my gun. I got to stand my fucking ground, okay?
So that's Lindsey.
Shit, yes.
Lindsey Graham, however, does say he will oppose.
I don't understand.
I'll vote against it, he said.
Well, is he saying that... I don't know. This Hunter Biden shit is so weird. You know what I mean? Like, what is Joe Biden? Does he have the only son that's getting paid? That's getting paid
Giuliani,
like that?
The Trump kids,
$90,000 a year. I mean, that's nothing. I mean, for these assholes,
87,000 a month.
But
I thought it was.
Giuliani's kid is getting 90 G's a year.
Yeah,
that sucks. That only $90,000 a year, and he's got to carry the weight, the pressure. He's got to bear the cross of being the White House's sports liaison.
You know, there's a, you know, there's like an events office and all that stuff. That all he does is he probably makes one phone call, says, "Hi, I'm Factencio Giuliani, whatever the hell his name is.
I am Factencio,
and you know, you guys should come to the White House. Okay, bye." And then he sends it over to, he says, you know, call events and scheduling.
Oh, like and make
then,
it happen.
Then he's done. Yeah,
he's make it so.
But then he goes to the party and acts like a bigwig.
Oh yeah. Oh sure.
I'm in charge.
What's his name?
Factencio.
Hey, Factencio Giuliani. Factencio Giuliani. Are you in love with a cousin or anyone that you share DNA with? Ha ha ha.
Hey.
Do you think Factencio is enamored with a cousin or a relative like his father? Because his father dated, his father banged his own cousin,
he's
right?
He's in love with a cousin that looks like his father, or?
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's fucked up on.
Right.
Infinite amounts of levels.
Yes. Jeez. The fabric of the universe. Screwed.
So, Lindsay said, "I don't want to call Hunter Biden. I don't want to call Joe Biden. I want someone to look at when this is done. Look at this when this is done."
Oh my God. These people are so fucking impossible. If you think there's corruption with Hunter Biden and that gas company, wouldn't you call them?
I just removed you from that area, Shelby.
Now you're in that area again. She wants to chew on the cords.
No, she doesn't. It's that roly thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Go get it.
He said, "I don't think it's wrong for us to look at the Biden connection in the Ukraine."
Right.
The $3 million given to the vice president's son by the most corrupt company in the Ukraine.
Ha, 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 ha. Jeez.
How about that Russian money you took, Lindsay?
How much Russian money did he take?
Didn't we have I don't know. I thought he's taken, they found out some Russian, some company somewhere or something that has something to do with is owned by a former Russian oligarch.
It's rubles,
like
right? That's the Russian money?
The what?
Rubles?
Yes.
What does that look like? I wonder, you know, like who's on the ruble?
Oh, Trump.
Oh, Trump. No. Yeah.
They're celebrating him over there.
We love him.
That's the only place he's got a prayer.
But are they, I mean, celebrating him, or they just see him as a dupe like a Carter Page?
Yes. All of the above.
All of it, right.
You've seen, we've done stories about what's going on in Russian media. There's that one journalist. All she basically does is watch their Russian media, which is basically state-run media.
Yeah.
From Putin.
Yeah.
And they laugh their asses off.
That's funny.
And what how he's owned by them.
Yeah, because all they really have to do with this state-run meat, they just say whatever they want to fucking say.
Over the Drudge Report, that was the HuffPo headline, kind of.
Right.
It was just the generic update of what's going on for the...
Yeah.
The end of the opening arguments for the Democrats. Can't wait to see what Trump's team has in store for their opening arguments.
Is there going to be another crazy Friday news dump?
Boogie, 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 boogie. Oh, Benghazi, yes. Hillary. It's just funny how many times, the Democrats, you could tell that they were.
All right. God, this dog. It's all right, man. She's just she's trying to contribute to the show.
You could tell that I don't remember what I was talking about, Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You laughed and you said you can kind of tell that the Republicans are ready to reveal something, or they have some bullshit they're about to ejaculate upon the face of Adam Schiff. Something like that.
We have plenty of material.
Faithless Friday.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay, Jeebus. What do you like best about Jeebus? What do you like best about Jeebus? When you first met him, what really drew you to him? White Jesus.
I
You don't like white Jesus?
I don't really remember.
Do you worship white Jesus or do you worship black Jesus?
Well, I the images of my upbringing, I believe Jesus was
white.
It was like Kenny Loggins, yeah.
Right, okay. So like, good. So do you really think Jesus looks like Kenny Loggins?
No, but there, a lot of the pictures and
right.
iconography
yeah.
Is of that blonde-haired, blue-eyed,
yeah.
or at least white, blue-eyed, brown-haired Jesus.
You think when the monks, they were writing the Bible, fucking kids, they'd write the Bible, fuck some kids, write some Bible, fuck some kids, write the Bible. Do you think they were ever like, you know what, man, we can't let this guy be black. I'm sorry. We're going to make him white.
Well, sure.
Can't have a black Jesus.
They were like, you know, the racist hordes that we're trying to subjugate aren't going to relate to a brown Jew from Northern Africa.
No, not at all. And also, I would say the rednecks here, they want Jesus to be white. And I bet if you asked him, what country is Jesus from? They'd be like, America, fuck you. I'm going to fuck you up, motherfucker. And you know, I don't know. There's no way Jeebus could be black. They won't accept it.
So, there's Lindsay's tap dancing.
Lindsay.
Et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
This is, God, there's so much today. This is crazy. I almost want some good news after that, just for a second.
Right.
Here's good news. Okay. Well, you know, it's Trumpian era good news.
Good news with a caveat.
Which means something horrific probably happened.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And now it's unhappening or someone's getting a comeuppance or something like that.
Are we going to be okay?
This is a minor comeuppance.
Okay.
And we need much more of this, and it should be longer. John Kapoor, founder of U.S. drug maker Insys, was sentenced to 5.5 years in prison.
Oh, shit.
For helping fuel the deadly opioid crisis.
Wow.
Prison.
Wow.
You hear that, motherfuckers? Corporate dickwads.
Yes.
Prison for shenaniganry.
And if you think about if you think in terms of how drug dealers get busted, what weight was he dealing in? How many pills? Mm-hmm. What was his volume? Because 5 years, really, probably for what he was doing.
Oh, that's two pills.
Wasn't enough.
For a black person on the street.
Yeah.
76 years old.
Yeah. Well, it's a felony per pill.
He's the first owner of a pharmaceutical company to go to prison over the crisis that's killed tens of thousands of Americans.
Yes.
He was convicted in May of an elaborate scheme that saw his company pay doctors money to prescribe their addictive painkiller Subsys.
Yeah, you don't know what that
to
is.
To patients who didn't need it.
Oh, that's nice. So they just got him hooked on drugs.
He was found guilty of criminal conspiracy along with four other former executives of the former firm following a 10-week trial in Boston in 2017. Trump declared the opioid crisis a national public health emergency.
God bless you over there. It's Faithless Friday, and Jeebus is looking down on you as you sneeze.
Jesus is mad about the Kenny Loggins comparison.
He's so pissed. He's like, Kenny Loggins, really?
To the danger zone.
I always thought of myself as a John Stamos.
Almost 400,000 people have died from overdoses involving prescription or illicit opioids in the past two decades.
So he gets 5 years.
It's fentanyl. To increase sales of their fentanyl spray.
Oh, okay.
Subsys, a painkiller, 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine.
Damn!
Insys executives set up a system.
Right. Jeez, I mean, God, how much stronger than morphine?
There's 100 square feet in this room, and you keep going to the one... Two points where there's a
keep
cord.
Describing this location and give away clues.
Between They set up a large-scale bribes between 2012 and 2015. They paid health professionals to prescribe large quantities of the highly addictive drug.
Oh, shit.
Which was approved to alleviate severe pain in terminal cancer patients.
Oh, my gosh. So this is some fucking...
nuke.
Yeah, it's a sledgehammer. It probably... of course you're going to get addicted to this.
Doctors were encouraged to recommend the spray to patients who did not need it. And also in excessive dosages. I hope these doctors also are getting some jail time.
Because the doctors would know, right?
Officially, the bribes were paid as fees to doctors for speaking at seminars.
Oh, my God.
Praising the benefits of the drug.
Okay, so I see. They just made up some bullshit speaking engagement. They gave them a shit ton of money to sell this. They're drug. These people are fucking drug dealers with degrees. That's all this is. These are drug dealers that went to medical school.
The company's aggressive marketing tactics reportedly also included sales reps making a rap video to promote the drug.
No, shut the fuck up. A rap video?
I have to find that video.
What's the Sabusis? Sabusis, motherfuckers. Sabusis.
The, hopefully... God, they paid in some years... they paid more than $10 million in bribes.
Oh, my
in a year.
God. What the
That's
fuck?
That's how much money they were making. So if they're willing to sling out $10 million to bribe doctors to go sling their shit, they were making billions. Oh, well, here we go. They made $330 million.
Oh, shit.
In 2015.
That is a lot of money. Damn. These are... how are they different than the cartel?
Right.
You know, I don't think they're violent, but we don't know that, honestly. You think if these doctors tried
to... how is this not violent?
It's very... yeah. Yeah, it's destroying somebody's life.
How is this not violent? Right.
And I wonder what happens if a doctor doesn't want to play ball, or if a doctor threatens to go to the cops. Right. I mean, really, how much money do they have?
Doc, my knee's hurting me a little bit. Well, you should try this Subsys spray. Wait a second.
Yes.
I looked it up. It's for terminal cancer patients. Oh, don't worry about it.
Take it or we're going to beat the fuck out of you, okay?
Sometime you can come out on my new boat.
or it's like, you better recommend this to your patients or we're going to fuck with your business. We have so much money. I mean, they can do
it. Yeah. Yay, capitalism.
Why are they even
Yay,
bribing?
For-profit yeah. pharmaceuticals. Yay, for-profit medicine. Woohoo! Go now, America!
You know, it's funny. I wonder if these fancy-ass white-collar crime drug dealers would benefit from working with your more, like, classically trained drug dealers. You know, people that sell drugs on the street.
Right.
Because I bet they have to be more careful. And I bet they're less sloppy with their fucking business.
Can you imagine the cops just in downtown Chicago just plucking guys in suits and ties off of the street and IDing them?
Fuck no.
Give me your ID.
Shit. Well, then these guys would just bribe the cop. How? Wait a second. I don't understand this story. How did these guys even get in trouble? If you have this much money.
It became too big. Look how long it took.
Why don't they just buy off whoever's coming after them?
But look how long it took.
For them, yeah, that's true.
And it was probably, there were also, I'm sure, journalists involved, which corporate America would love to help kill, along with the Republican fascists.
Journalists that help cover it up or help break the story?
Kill the journalism.
Oh. Shit. I wonder if these guys were responsible
5 years for this asshole.
Yeah. Were they responsible for flooding West Virginia with opioids?
Or the CEO. I don't know.
Let me do because we did a story on how
I thought
how
that
many
was Purdue.
Oh, okay.
Mostly, but
there's so much
the
why
knows, yeah.
We did a story on like why there's so much Oxy in West Virginia. It's no
wasn't there one pharmacy that sold like 6 million pills or something ridiculous like that in the middle of nowhere.
6 million people in the middle of nowhere don't need Oxy. You know what they did? They set up a modular, like a trailer.
Right.
You just roll in there and you get your shit and you go out.
The I've said thanks for joining us, everybody. We appreciate the hell out of it. Don't forget, you could buy shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay.
When you go to Amazon and use that link, we may get a wee little commission on it.
Yes. Jeff Bezos, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, the podcasting app, crabdiving.com, Spotify, I hope we're talking about our relationship with your company correctly and we don't offend you.
Right.
Thank you.
My pussy. There's a party in my pussy. Something great is going on.
Like a diminished ninth chord. Beautiful.
Is that just the clean?
That's the clean, my pussy.
Please send me that. I'm going to play that at my comedy show.
Well, it's a YouTube. Is that okay? Or
Yeah, just send it to me.
Actually,
man.
It's a tweet.
How do I download that to my Spotify?
It's a tweet.
Well, can you send me the link to that sound?
Yeah. Well, I will send you the tweet.
Okay.
That's the best I can do for you.
Oh, that's great. My pussy.
We celebrate.
My pussy. Hey, if you guys ever want to write other lyrics to that, I'm available to help. Are you volunteering as well?
To help write lyrics for my pussy?
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin their art. I think they did a great job. Lev is in the news.
My kind asshole.
Of, Lev is kind of in the news.
Okay.
Lev. But more so, it's Igor. We haven't heard from Igor or
Lev
much about
Lev and Igor, everybody. Igor. Just a couple of Ukrainian-Russian gangsters all up in our...
couple of crazy kids trying to make it in America.
They're enforcing our foreign policy.
Living the Russian dream in America.
Yay!
But so there's now, it's not out yet. I'm sure it will be, but there's, according to ABC News, who has allegedly heard said recording.
Okay.
There is a recording of Donald Trump at some dealio.
Okay.
With Lev and Igor, they're both there. And Trump is yelling.
Right.
I mean, because, you know, he's Trump.
He's upset. He's upset pants.
In 2018, at some dinner, get rid of her.
Right.
A voice appearing to be Trump is heard in the recording. Get her out tomorrow. I don't care. Get her out tomorrow. Take her out, okay? Do it.
I think what we're hearing is Trump quoting The Sopranos out of context.
Right.
Or Goodfellas. Or name a mob movie. What more do you fucking Republicans need? Get her out of here. What? Get rid of her. Does that not disturb you? God, Bill Clinton came on a dress, and you know what? He did was bad. He got impeached. This is insanity, though.
Insane.
My pussy.
The during the April 30th dinner at Trump International Hotel,
you know,
Washington.
The only other lyric they have is Trump, that there's a party in my pussy.
No, there's more.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry.
During the 2018 dinner at Trump International Hotel, Trump can be heard making comments. Now, they made money. Trump International Hotel made money on Trump being there at an event with these fucking yahoos.
This Trump administration is just trash. Think about it. He even gets a kickback when they go to a fucking Mar-a-Lago to golf because the Secret Service has to rent his fucking cards, man.
So it sounds like they were working Trump, because it says that Trump can be heard making comments after being told that Yovanovitch, the ambassador to Ukraine, had been bad-mouthing him.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
So it was their job to tell the president that Yovanovitch is bad-mouthing you.
It almost
because they wanted him to fire her so that she'd get the fuck out of the way so Rudy could, you know, leave his snail trail all over Ukraine.
I think if you had to put a flow chart out, Putin's at the top, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I don't know where your flow's going.
I'm about to tell you. Flows from Putin to Lev to Igor. Igor. And Igor and Lev tell Giuliani and Trump what to fucking do.
Oh, that's a possibility.
I mean, because explain to me how Trump would be in charge of all this. Because if Trump isn't in charge,
there's no way
of Putin. And am I right? Am I right to
Trump's
assume
too stupid?
Lev and Igor and Firtov, that other dude, those three guys, aren't they all Russian mafia? Beholden to Putin, that Putin runs those motherfuckers.
Quite probably. I mean, so, one could argue.
So Putin tells Lev and Igor, hey, you tell that dickhead X, Y, and Z, or else.
I mean, the Firtash, definitely. He's the gazillionaire, but
he's the gazillionaire that gave the dish to Rudy, all the things, the info, right?
Yeah, but Lev and Igor are just, I think they may be mercenaries. They're just foot soldiers.
Yeah, for Putin. And they go over and say, hey, Trump, if you don't do this, we're going to fuck Ivanka up or something like that.
So the daily, this report, that there's this recording that ABC heard,
right,
backs up claims made by Parnas of what was going on.
Yeah.
So nothing's refuted what Lev has said.
It's not refuted, it's corroborated, right?
This part.
Which is the opposite of refuted.
The Daily Beast reported that Joseph Bondi, one of Parnas' lawyers...
Yes.
This is where it gets interesting-er.
Right.
The recording was made by Igor.
Oh.
So if the recording was made by Igor, right. Where was it in the treasure trove of bullshit that Lev provided that we're still getting mining gold from? Or
yes,
does that mean that Igor is doing a little singing of his own in the background?
Singing to who?
The prosecutors and to Congress. Because Lev is out publicly. Oh, my pussy. He's out singing.
But that you're saying that there might also be a party in the pussy of Igor.
It could be indicative that that Igor.
Right.
Where did this recording come from? If Igor had it. Did he say, hey, Lev, let me send this to you at one point? And then Lev gave it to...
Ooh.
Investigators, or right,
let me give it to you.
Did Igor and Igor's peeps provide it, which would then mean that Igor is also doing a little tra la 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 la.
Well, I can't imagine why he wouldn't be.
Well, right.
What's
not being as public about it?
Yeah, I don't know that Lev or Igor want to spend the rest of their lives in prison for Schindler. I don't think they give a fuck. I mean, in really, when you listen to...
What were you concerned about?
She's going to go through some things. It didn't sound good. It sounded like a threat.
Did you feel threatened?
I did.
It sounded like a threat. Did you feel threatened?
Well, yeah!
God. That's the natural progression. But
you got to spell it out for these fuckheads.
Right. So that's from the when Marie Ivanovich testified before the House.
Man. I mean, her testimony was you know, it was compelling. Just like Vindman's.
And now we've got Trump saying, take her out? I mean, you know, earlier in the day on the Twitter, you're fired was trending.
Right.
Only because everybody was saying for the guy who made a sad, pathetic little career for a while out of saying you're fired.
Oh, God.
You're fired. Interesting that he couldn't say that to her. And he didn't use those terms. Right. Get rid of her. I want her out.
He didn't
say her out.
He didn't say fire her. Or he didn't say you're fired.
Get rid of her. Get her out tomorrow. I don't care. Get her out tomorrow. Take her out. Okay? Do it.
This sounds like a joke. It sounds like to me like this is like, I would say this is problematic for Trump's defense.
In a normal world, yes.
In my, you know, my understanding of the law is based on Schoolhouse Rock, Law and Order.
Better than every single Republican sitting in Congress right now.
Right. And Judge Joe Brown.
Maybe they understand it. They don't care.
Yeah, I think they really understand it. I think they really understand it. I think, like, that's why they walked out on Schiff's speech.
Well, and did you see the story now about the threats, the actual direct threats from the White House?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To these senators.
Why wouldn't that be witness intimidation?
Well, juror tampering. Oh, juror intimidation.
Oh, wait. You said that on a post on Facebook.com/crabdiving. I think I'm regurgitating what I read that you wrote.
The White House, this is from CBS News, first reported it. The White House has been threatening Republican senators to not vote to convict Trump in his impeachment trial, basically, or else.
Yeah, yeah.
The or else was finally revealed to CBS News chief congressional correspondent.
This fucking dog sitting on the cords for the mic. Hey, listen to me, intern. That's one of the most important components for the show, right?
Yes.
The mics that we speak into.
One Trump confidant.
Why you bring it right back?
One Trump confidant told CBS News that the GOP senators were warned, quote,
yes,
vote against the president and your head will be on a pike.
Okay, let me analyze that. Okay, hold on one second. Hey Siri, what does it mean when you're going to put somebody's head on a fucking pike?
Oh, that's creepy.
That's not what I said. Okay.
Very creepy that you have Hey Siri actually set up.
I didn't set this up.
Oh.
You think I set this up?
Well, you could turn it off.
Hey Siri. How do I turn you off?
Wear a MAGA hat.
That's all it says? You can turn me off. No shit. So fumble around in settings for 15, 20 minutes, and maybe you'll figure it out. Thanks. Who runs Apple now that What's-His-Face is dead?
Tim Apple.
Tim Apple. Fuck you, Tim.
So there you go. The White House shaking down the Republican senators.
Yes. That's some crazy
head
shit.
Head on a pike.
Damn! That's not ominous. I'll say ominous. No, it's not. It's not ominous. I mean, are we supposed to... How do we know when our president is being figurative or literal?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know if figurative is in his tiny little brain wheelhouse.
No, no, no. What's in his brain wheelhouse is rape. Chicken McNuggets, Chick-fil-A, Ivanker, rape, and I don't. What else is he like?
Golf. Your friends.
Oh God, I forgot golf. Shit, I like golf and rape. You said rape, Mr. President. I like all rape.
The So yeah, the internet's exploded. Saying. Now, why is this? How is this not another article of impeachment for jury intimidation, jury tampering?
For some reason, this motherfucker is so confident. This is what I think. He thinks that something is going to happen where none of this will matter, and that should make us all very nervous. So there's either going to be a false flag, some weird fuck up, or I don't know what. What did he say about the president of China? Oh, he's going to be president for life. Well, that's nice.
Which is, you know, that's nice.
He said that.
This is nice.
Imagine if Barack Hussein Obama had said that just kind of toss it aside. These right-wing nut job fuck faces would be losing their ever-loving gourds. Right?
Right. Speaking of...
Yes.
Right-wing nut job fuck faces.
Fuck you, motherfuckers.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jeebus. Jeebus is my co-pilot.
Also, on the payroll, I wonder if her office is near... what was it? Fuckaroni, fuck Tony,
fuck Tenzio,
fuck Tenzio.
I am fuck Tenzio Giuliani,
fuck Tenzio.
I'm Lord of Professional Sports at the White House.
I don't know if her office is near his.
It is not. I'm alone in a tiny little tower.
But
my penis.
Current. What is her title? Something, right. I don't know. Another panel liaison for religion.
That's crazier than fuck Tenzio's.
Paula White.
Professional sports is like real. Baseball's real.
Right.
Football is a real fucking thing. What she's doing is, she might as well be the liaison to middle motherfucking earth.
Now it's out on the internets that this was in earlier this month at her City of Destiny Church.
Ah! Power! Isn't that her? She yells power.
Yes.
Power!
Right after speaking in tongues, remember?
I hate to be this dickhead.
What kind of a cool little...
You don't have it, dude.
Power! I'd have to look for it.
Oh, that's so good.
But Paula White, prosperity gospel preacher, current White House aide, was,
I'm sending it to you.
Oh, I've got it.
Oh, never mind. God damn. I don't see a lot of these things you play. I'd turn that off. Ugh.
What?
She's just scary looking. Paula White, power.
She's preserved by the Lord.
Oh, yes. They trumped. They trumped. They fucked her and Trump, right?
We have no...
They trumped?
Utterly no evidence of that whatsoever.
Somebody look into that. We can figure that out.
She does speak in tongues, though.
Yes.
Does she ever?
Mahanda Rabo Soko, Mahanda Agasata, Reke Yamanda Rabo Sokota, Ronda Yakande Eke Seke Lama Mamanda Rabakase, Meta Rabakande E Rababakaso, Yalamana Niana no Sakayato Yakande, Yamakano, Yabatania City Akano.
This is quite a run.
God damn!
This is quite a run. This is quite a run.
No, don't. It, we're not finished yet.
No.
No, Sakayato Yagande, Yamakano, Yabatania City, Akano, Yakatara City, Power! Mahanda Robosoko, Mahanda Akasa.
Can you play? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Forget it. It's just, I can look. Yabatania
City, Akano, Yakatara City, Power!
What the fuck? God! What the fuck?
Spectacular.
How much money is she making? Damn! Come to my comedy show tonight. It's only $5. I'm not doing stand-up. It's harder than that.
Do you remember when she was up on, when she was on Baker's show and she was telling people to send in checks for $35,000? Send in a check for $100,000?
It's all of this is crazy. She is, I listen, religion people out there, guys that are into this shit, she's lying to you. She is lying to you. There is not a
fucking thing in the sky.
You in prayer for our president, Donald Trump. Damn. I'm feeling the spirit. I'm feeling it. I'm on speaking tongues. Here it comes. Ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
That's bullshit.
Miss, you don't think thinking of my own mail. Look at
This is the parody version.
She, oh, I say, because she
this
sucks.
This is the parody version
Listen,
of Paul
parody
White
version.
Speaking.
You suck. Tugs. You suck. There's guys that are like that one guy is so good at this. You suck. Blah, blah. La, 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 la. That's just saying.
It's a parody.
I know, but it's not good.
It's not this.
Mahanda rabo soko, mahanda agasata, reke yamanda rabo sokota, ronda yakande eke seke la mama manda rabata se, meta rabatande e la babata so, yaramanan ye anano, sakayato yakande, ye amakato ye batanias.
And they're cutting people in the audience. Whose arms are up and oh, they're yeah, weeping. Yeah. They're well, weeping.
Is it
because they've just realized their own stupidity? Is that why they're weeping?
I think they're radicalized. I mean, this is being radicalized. If you believe
this is brainwashing.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're looking, should this be legal? You're looking up at the sky. This Paula White has everybody so fucking upset. That's what these religious people do to you. They make you upset. They make you, I don't know.
So here she is earlier this month at her Church of Destiny in Apopka, Florida.
Apopka, ding dong.
Apopka, Florida?
Apopka?
Apopka, Florida?
Fuck you.
Do you know where that is?
Yeah, it's in the middle of the woods somewhere. The meth this time of year in Apopka is moi.
It's where the Lord resides.
Power!
Orange County.
I really don't know. I don't know.
Orange County, Florida, population 40-some thousand.
Eat my dick. Is it
near? Part of the Orlando, Kissimmee, Sanford Metropolitan Statistical Area.
Oh, it's the statistical area, is it? Is it?
Ugh. Apopka comes from the Seminole word right. Ahapopka. For potato eating place. It's a place where you go eat your potatoes.
Give me my asshole power!
Power!
I mean, really, she made a career doing this. I mean, that's...
Listen to this. This is amazing.
Dingy bing dong.
Paula White from Apopka. From the potato eating place, Florida.
You want to see my potato eating?
We interrupt and cancel the assignment of men and women who have sold themselves, their conscience, their bodies, their souls, their spirits to Satan to do evil against the children of God and terminate them. Come on, we've got to deal with this because now we're going to go to a bigger level.
Oh, she's casting some
shit.
Fucking badass god magic, Ryan.
Is she going to be like, she be the ding dong dude?
She's whipping up a hell of a god storm.
Shilibibo!
God, any blood that has been shed in this land, anything that people in places of authority have made laws and legislation that have caused, God, for the righteous to be in a lockhold, God, we override that and we ask for reprieve. We ask for grace right now. We repent for the bloodshed, the innocent bloodshed from the 6 million children that have been.
Oh, there it is, the dead babies.
What is a lock? I wonder if a lock hold is a weird, like, you know, because Christians have this thing called backsliding. It's where you're saved, but then you slide back into your sin, your sinful life.
That's not when you use too much lube. And
well, I mean, no, I'm talking about the Protestants, not the Catholics.
Oh, I got you,
That a lock hold means things. Things can be two things. What's she doing, man? She's losing her shit.
She's working on that other toy.
Power!
Been aborted. We ask God that you would forgive us as a nation. We ask for that you would raise up a standard of righteousness. And God, we ask that you would reverse things in the spirit. God, whatever wickedness is being plotted and planned against this nation right now, come on and let's deal with it. Whatever wickedness is being plotted, whatever destruction, there will not be enough.
These
I'm going to call them white people in the audience are swaying back and forth like it's a rave.
These are white people?
I know you're shocked.
Wow.
Shocked.
Well, it is. I mean, this is a rave without ecstasy. Or, well, I mean, you know.
I'm not convinced.
Paula!
Is
she going to break into it?
There will not be any loss of life. There will not be another 9/11. There will not be any loss of life. There will not be a nuclear attack. There will not be a terrorist attack. God, we know, even now, come on, we have knowledge of this. Even as Iran has raised up a red flag, which means blood, and they call America Satan, we declare that we will not lose.
Man, she's not reading.
Yeah, because it's bullshit, right? I mean, is this just like... This is a list. She's just listing things. She's listing all these big problems and lifting them up to God. She's like, we got to, you know, cure cancer and AIDS. And well, she didn't care about that, but you know what I mean? She's
right.
Just list. I mean, this is a fucking show.
Current White House aide.
Oh, how much does she make?
Paula White.
I wonder how much she makes. A White House aide. What does she do? Does she waddle up to Trump every now and then? It's like, Hollywood ding dongy, booby bing bong, select that power.
She,
I'm getting really good at it.
She is
right
now the head of the White House Faith and Opportunity Initiative.
Faith and Opportunity.
The White House Faith and Opportunity Initiative.
Don't lie to me. I know I'm good at this. Listen to me. Grassing ding dong. Bullet bull pull.
Grassy
bull,
ding
bing, dong. Ding, dong. Damn it.
Grassy ding dong. you're doing it wrong.
Grassy ding dong.
Yeah.
Ding ding. Blow. I can't take it.
Any soldiers. We will not lose any men and women. We ask for a move of God. We ask that greater than guns, greater than any military power, we would be equipped by the Spirit of God. We would be equipped right now. We secure this nation. We secure all 50 states. We secure Guam. We secure American territory right
now. Even California.
She mentioned Guam?
Not Puerto Rico.
Oh, no. What about American Samoa, bitch?
Guam. We secure American territory right now. We secure our households. We secure our churches. Our churches will not experience evil. Come on. We declare, do you know that they said...
How about the whole world? Wouldn't that be nice?
Hey, you know...
No, you're just raising your magic God shield over
yeah.
America.
Yeah.
And American territories.
Grassy ding dong. The thing is, though, experiencing... The church should not experience evil. How about this? The church should stop, like, raping kids and molesting kids. And how many stories do we read about some fucked up vacation Bible school teacher? The Siri just went off again. Leave me alone. Fuck you, Tim Apple.
58-year-old Rodney Dean Luffman was arrested in North Carolina.
Yes.
This week and charged with 115 felony sex counts, 80 for indecent liberties, and 35 sexual offenses, with victims ranging from age 16 down to age 4.
Ooh. Holy shit. I thought you were going to say 16 up to whatever. I wasn't expecting
I went backwards.
You. Oh, that's not good. Jeez.
Criminal acts allegedly occurring over 15 years.
Oh, God. So this guy,
he is a Christian pastor at Open Arms Outreach Ministries. It's quote a sin condemning church, Ryan. They're doing some sin condemning.
Is that a term?
It is now.
Sin condemning. Is that like dick caging?
They say they believe in church state separation because the state cannot run the church.
Okay, well, how would it? How do you run a church anyway? I mean, like, you just have to feel okay about selling a lie. Like a tremendous lie. Right?
Yes. Apparently, he took to the Twitter or the Facebook.
Oh.
When you start hearing things that you can't possibly believe, I do.
Oh.
Don't believe it. I'll prove myself innocent in court. Please pray for me. Please continue to pray for me. I'm deeply troubled and need a touch from God.
Okay. Well, listen, I think you should hold on. She should cool it on the touching.
Jesus has always had my back, he said.
Really?
In a different post. No reason to feel he won't this time. Prayers requested. Unless he meant Jesus.
Wait. Maybe I'm not paying attention correctly, but...
A Hispanic friend.
Oh, yeah, so we... This is the guy that raped all the kids.
Jesus always came on my back.
Right, but he raped this is the guy that molested the kids and all that shit, right?
Yes.
And he says that throughout all this, God was there at his side watching him rape kids, or... Because I have some questions for Jeebus.
That's what I said. Maybe it's Jesus.
Can I... Jeebus, are you there? This is a thought. I guess this is a thought or a prayer. Which is this? I'm addressing him, or her, or... The white Jesus from Africa.
No, it's kind of both.
Hi, white Jesus from Africa. The next time you're hanging out with, you're by someone's side where they're raping a child, maybe intervene, right?
Yeah.
Just keep that in mind the next time. The next time you see one of your children raping another one of your children, why don't you do something about it, you fuck? Has that never occurred to you?
Are you waiting for a response from Jesus?
Fuck yes!
Kenny Loggins.
Yep. God, James Brown. That guy could do some tongue speaking.
Probably, sure.
That would be great. You should get some musicians on. Because I like this. You know, I think you can get in this tongue speaking thing. Just take the religion out of it, right? It's just, we all know you're not God's vessel and he's not manipulating your vocal cords to say all that bullshit. That doesn't take away from the entertainment value, right?
Right.
And so, like, why isn't there a television show where you just hear people doing speaking in tongues and we just laugh at them? I would watch that. You know what I mean? Just like, do it like The Voice. And then if you start speaking in tongues and someone's like, they hit their buzzer and they turn around.
I thought they didn't know one little radio
Ella Fitzgerald, Mel Torme.
Damn. You know, I, at the Jazz Bakery in Los Angeles, saw a female jazz vocalist do this scat stuff for a long time.
Oh, I keep talking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Calm down, Steve Mnuchin. He looks like that, right? Doesn't he look like that Nazi? That's the guy.
You
got
to narrow it down for me.
Okay, well. The Nazi from Indiana Jones that had his face melted off with a fucked up coat
I
hanger.
I thought that was more Mitch McConnell.
Ooh, yes. But like that what Ella Fitzgerald's doing there is very talented. I mean that's a skill that's
right. Work. But
Paula White, her thing is just bullshit. She's not going to vocal classes to do this shit.
Well, right. But it's also nonsense.
Yes, it is.
Words, nonsense, right. Syllables.
Ba-li-ba-boo. What do you mean?
I mean, she's every note she's hitting is in key. Too.
Yeah, and it's
that was Ella Fitzgerald.
You know, Paula, I'm listening to this, and I'm so sorry. You are not going on to the next level. You're not. I'm going to pick Ella. Sorry.
We secure Guam. We secure American territory right now. We secure our households. We secure our churches. Our churches will not experience evil. Come on. We declare, do you know that they said when we prayed during 9/11 that crime went down more?
Patently untrue.
Wait, you're saying that more praying was done after those buildings were destroyed, and then people prayed a lot, and then God was like, listen, this 9/11 thing, New York, boy, that was just horrible. I'm sorry about that. So I'm gonna make crime.
Not
go down.
The entire country was a little preoccupied and maybe stopped criming for a minute or two.
Yeah, yeah.
A little distracted.
Right.
You not that.
You know, there's no evidence that God had anything to do with that.
There's no evidence that God has had anything to do with anything.
Burn in hell.
We prayed during 9/11 that crime went down more than anything because the righteous, it took tragedy for the righteous to pray, but it is statistically proven because of the power of prayer that crime across this nation and across the world drastically went down.
That would be not factual.
Well, and also, too, let's say it is for a second. Dear God, let me ask you something. You couldn't find it. You can just reduce crime without having a 9/11? You're a dick.
Yeah, thanks.
How about no 9/11 and don't reduce crime? I mean, the 9/11 was a tragedy. A lot of people fucking died.
Thousands had to take one for the team.
But it's okay because crime went down a little bit. God, you Jesus people are fucked.
Cray.
You're fucked. And I mean that. I don't mean that in a nice way. You're fucked.
Yeah.
Power!
Power!
Blip, blip, blop, blue. Bubba, bubba.
Zippity, bop, wee.
The problem is... I think the problem is, it's like, it's hard to not... When I'm trying to speak in tongues and make it sound like I am the instrument of God, that it sounds like I'm making fun of it.
That's because it's Satan speaking through you.
Okay, how do I stop that then?
I don't know. You repent.
I drink a glass of water.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yesterday we had the news, Rick Wiles reiterating that, letting us all know the Antichrist will be Jewish. I just wanted to.
Is he having fun in Davos?
Remind everyone.
Is he having fun at the World Economics Conference or whatever the fuck?
I think it's wrapping up, isn't it? I don't know.
Shit.
He might be flying home now.
What kind of lunatic administration would give press credentials to a patently anti-Semitic...
The Trump administration.
News organization. I mean...
I've got the Trump administration for 200, Alex.
No, shit. You didn't phrase it in the form of a fucking...
No, I did. I did not.
I'm sending you to the camps. The fun camps.
Yeah, the fun camps. Who said that?
Butter emails, you fucks! Butter fucking emails, you fucks!
Oh, that was Rick Wiles.
Yeah, yeah.
Who said that? That Hillary went back to some quote where she was talking about, maybe we should have fun camps for adults where everybody goes and learns how to play together and everything. And
oh my God,
he was like,
oh,
she wants to have re-education camps.
Blele donde.
It is Faithless Friday.
Blinge.
Got a whole bunch of stories. But before we get there, did you see you spoke the name? Right. Mnuchin. You invoked him. Don't say it three times.
Oh, yeah. My head will shrink.
And
explode.
Or he'll show up.
Oh, God. I'm vomiting.
This is at Davos, World Economic Forum.
Oh, yeah. So wee.
Summit.
Right.
And also speaking there is a 17-year-old environmental activist, Greta Thunberg.
Hell yeah, man. I'd put Greta.
She's been ill this week. She's had the flu. But I don't know if she's got people or if she's the people or if it's a combination. Whoever helps her write tweets or if she writes the tweets or whoever just helps her present herself, they're awesome.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
And Greta, I know you got a lot of good people helping you, but I don't know if anybody's giving you the right advice for your career in you have a good name, and anybody can promote anything with your name. So I would suggest that you start working on stand-up comedy.
Sure.
I would book her in a second. Everybody, I would pack the house out. Headlining Greta Thunberg.
She got a laugh when she mentioned that she'd been, she apologized. She's been battling the flu. She apologized for low energy.
Low energy. Is that a dig?
That's a side dig at Trump.
Damn!
Low energy.
At
Jeb.
The
But you know, Greta, I will say this. When Trump was, you know, making fun of Jeb, it was nice, you know, and I didn't foresee the Trump apocalypse.
Oh, yeah, little Marco.
I didn't think we'd have all this. It was funny. Little Marco and his phone parties. Yeah. Do you remember? Low energy.
Mnuchin. Steve Mnuchin, our Secretary of the Treasury, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, Treasury Secretary. Right. Was asked what he thought of her suggestion that governments and companies need to cut back dramatically on fossil fuels.
Of course.
Steve Mnuchin.
Yes.
Said.
Is she the chief economist?
Oh, God.
Who is she? I'm confused.
I would be like, Steve, do something with your mouth. You
and then
like
following
predator.
A brief pause. That is a joke. He Gosh. Said, after she goes and studies economics in college, she can come back and explain that to us.
Now, you're allowed to speak out. You know. What are you explaining, Mnuchin? Are you an expert at your job? Do you think Steve Mnuchin is our most enlightened Secretary of Treasury we've had to date?
Enlightened?
Yeah. Well, these guys are dumb. This dog didn't give a fuck about this podcast right now. She's tired. She's been chewing on that weird fucking...
Did she get it? Oh, meat. She got it.
Good job, buddy.
There's like a... It's a thing you screw together, two halves. It looks like a barbell.
Right.
Like a dumbbell.
BDSM.
And you put a little ring of treat that you have to buy special. But it occupies obnoxious little puppy dogs for quite a while.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Seemed to have worked for a while.
Give me one.
Mnuchin. What is it with these sad little men?
I don't know. I think they're
afraid.
Very angry.
They're afraid of her.
Oh, yeah.
And what she represents. The next generation that is going to set up screens so that you could drive by the old folks' home and urinate on these old fuckers as you go by for the world that you left us.
You know, and if you talk to a millennial, they aren't real happy with Trump, and they aren't real happy with the quote unquote boomers. They aren't real happy what older people have done to their planet. They aren't thrilled that, you know, they're paying off a student loan. You got to drive Lyft. You got to have another job. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the world that has been set up by these idiots.
Greta Thunberg said young climate activists are being criticized all the time by people like Steve Mnuchin, basically.
Really? I mean, really? You said young climate change activists are always being insulted by people in Trump? Yeah.
By people like him around the world.
Oh, okay. So that's why they're saying this is okay.
She said, we cannot care about those kinds of things. The situation is not being treated like the crisis it is.
Yeah.
She said.
Well, she's right. I mean, what does Trump expect, really?
This is where you're going to like it. You're going to be Team Greta.
Power!
Because she and her fellow young advocates have also taken some criticism from some, let's call them older environmental activists.
Right.
Over their tactics.
Okay.
That they're too confrontative.
Jeez.
They're too doom and gloom. Jane Goodall, who's amazing,
right,
warned that they may be too doom and gloom and that it might cause some young people to lose hope.
But
it doesn't help when young people stand up and point fingers and blame people, she said. That doesn't work. The only way it works is to tell stories and to get people's hearts. And to some of these young people, I know, have such amazing stories. They're really changing the way people think, but they're not in an aggressive way.
How so she thinks Greta Thunberg is being too aggressive?
I think she thinks the message is too doom and gloom. But
what the fuck does she want it to
be? It is.
Have you been to Australia?
And yeah, we've tried 40 years-ish of, hey guys, you know, maybe we shouldn't shit on the planet that we live on.
Yeah.
Maybe we should take a look at the pollution and stuff that we're doing. And now we're at the point where we're fucked.
Yeah. And you're right. We try. How long do we have to wait for somebody to fucking do something?
Right.
And how patient do we have to be and how polite? I mean, fuck. How patient?
But the director general of the WWF, the World Wildlife Federation.
Yes.
Called Greta Thunberg the biggest catalyst for change over the past year. Fundamentally, you need to listen to young people and that they feel we are stealing their futures and their opportunities, he said.
Yeah, and get behind them, you old fucks. Get behind her.
This is the argument going on with the Democrats. Kumbaya.
Yeah, that I don't even know how to... I can't even... I really feel like these Bernie people are going to do it again. They're going to fuck it up again.
Well, there's a lot of it that seems to be going on right now.
Listen, you guys, the Russian bots are fucking with us.
Yes.
They are making you... They're trying to make you not want to vote. They're trying to make you want to feel like if Bernie doesn't get the nomination, you're not going to go vote.
People are saying... Donald Trump tweeted an hour ago, after consultation with our great military leaders, designers, and others, I am pleased to present the new logo for the United States Space Force, the sixth branch of our magnificent military. It doesn't have his name on it, surprisingly.
God, I feel like I've seen that.
But they're saying... It looks like a Star Trek. It looks like the United Federation of Planets logo.
I mean, you know, if I was...
Oh, my God. Look at the star... I'm sorry.
Yeah,
look at Starfleet Command.
Oh, God. Jeez. This...
There you go. It looks a lot like it.
Right. I mean,
I guess... We're doing radio.
Well, yeah, and I guess I would do the same thing if somebody's like, "Hey, Ryan, you're in charge of Space Force. You got to do the logo, come up with a plan." I just like I don't know, start watching Star Trek and do whatever they fucking do because I don't know from space. I don't give a fuck about space. Trump doesn't know shit about space. He doesn't fucking care about space. He hasn't seen space since Moonraker.
No, he wants to go down in history as the president that started the new sixth branch of the military.
Don't you want to be the president that cured AIDS or cancer? Oh. Something like that.
You lost your mind.
Got rid of the Klan or, you know, drove out homophobes from our goddamn, you know.
Who drove out brown people.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's what he wants to be known for.
God, this totalitarian guy is a fuckhead, you know. He's just a real fuckhead.
What is this?
Get comfortable over there, doggy.
NPR reporter Mary Louise Kelly.
Okay.
Says the following happened to her after an interview in which she asked some tough questions to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Okay.
Quote, "I was taken to the secretary's private living room. Oh. Where he was waiting and where he shouted at me for about the same amount of time as the interview itself. He was not happy to have been questioned about Ukraine. He asked, "Do you think Americans care about Ukraine?" He used the F word in that sentence and many others. He asked if I could find Ukraine on a map. I said yes. He called for aides to bring us a map of the world with no writing. I pointed to Ukraine. He put the map away. He said, "People will hear about this." Listen to this administration.
And this
is the Jesus guy, by the way.
Yeah.
This is the evangelical Christian, Mikey Pompeo.
Hey, little Mikey Pompeo. He's a dick. I mean, so this means that if he's caught, he's like, "Bring me the map of the world with no writing on it." That means it's available, and that's his go-to every time. "Hey, find Ukraine, dickhead." So if I can't find Ukraine on a map, that negates the fact that our president did a quid pro quo with the fucking Zelensky? What does that matter?
We're not your stupid constituents. We're not your stupid Trumpansies. I know where Ukraine is.
But what if you didn't? So fucking what? I mean, really, it doesn't negate what they did.
My NPR, good for them and good for Mary Louise Kelly. Now they're airing his interview unedited.
Oh, shit.
It says NPR just played an unedited interview with Pompeo that disqualifies him from any senior position within the government. Among other unacceptable behavior, he plainly tried to intimidate Mary Louise Kelly and forcefully harassed her. He should resign immediately.
So
NPR should sue.
So he actually said, "Americans don't give a fuck about Ukraine." He said that? Jeez. He's just kind of saying that, listen, if it's something most people don't give a fuck about, we're above the law. Or better yet, we're above the law. America doesn't give a fuck. Why are you asking me about this?
Change of subject. Ukraine. "Do you owe Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch an apology?" was the question she asked.
Yeah.
And he said, "You know, I agreed to come on your show today to talk about Iran. That's what I intend to do. I know what our Ukraine policy has been now for 3 years of this administration. I'm proud of the work we've done. This administration delivered the capability for the Ukrainians to defend themselves. President Obama," "President Obama showed up with MREs." Those are packaged MREs, meals ready to eat or something. Horrible.
Yeah.
"We showed up with Javelin missiles. The previous administration did nothing to take down corruption in Ukraine. We're working hard on that."
Ooh.
"We're going to continue to do it." And the reporter said, "I confirmed with your staff last night that I would talk about Iran and Ukraine."
Right.
Pompeo, "I just don't have anything else to say about that this morning."
It is what the impeachment trial is about. This is crazy.
I just want to give you another opportunity to answer this because, you know, people who work for you in your department, people who have resigned from this department under your leadership, are saying you should stand up for the diplomats that work here.
Yeah.
He said, "I don't know who those unnamed sources are you're referring to. I could tell you this. When I talk to my team here," she interrupts him, "these are not unnamed sources."
No shit.
"These
are
your
not unnamed sources."
She names one. "This is your senior advisor, Michael McKinley, a career Foreign Service officer with 4 decades experience who testified under oath that he resigned in part due to the failure of the State Department to offer support to Foreign Service employees caught up in the impeachment inquiry on Ukraine."
God, dude, a guy that worked for 40 fucking years in the State Department resigned over this. He didn't resign. He worked there for 40 years. This made him resign.
Right.
That's insane.
Because
man.
Of ethics, which is, of course, something that Mike Pompeo would utterly have no way to relate to. Ethics.
And you know,
resign for, what are these ethics of which you speak?
I'm sorry. And that's why these people that testified at the House, that's why they were so credible. Because a lot of they spoke about how what Trump wanted them to do or Giuliani was contrary to their ethics.
you know, it went against what they believe in and how they did their fucking job.
I'm not going to comment on things McKinley may have said, Pompeo said. I'll say only this. I've defended every State Department official. We built a... Not Marie Ivanovich, he didn't.
Yeah, that's a lie.
We built a great team. A team that works here... The team that works here is doing amazing work around the world. And then she says, sir, respectfully, where have you defended Marie Ivanovich?
Right.
There you go.
Yes.
I've defended every single person on the team. I've done what's right for every single person on the team. She says, can you point me towards remarks where you have defended Marie Ivanovich?
You're not answering the question. You're talking. Hey, Mike, you are talking to NP motherfucking R. You're not talking to USA Today, dickhead, or Fox fucking News. You think
I've said all I'm going to say today. Thank you. Thanks for the repeated opportunity to do so. I appreciate that.
God. Now send in Terry Gross to finish the job.
She says, one further question on this. He says, I'm not going to. I appreciate that. I appreciate that you want to continue to talk about this. I agreed to come on your show today to talk about Iran. And even though she said we confirmed with your people, we'd also be talking about you.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, and you appreciate that the American public wants to know, as a shadow foreign policy, as a dark channel policy on Ukraine was being developed, did you try to block it? He says, the Ukraine policy has been run from the Department of State for the entire time that I've been here, and our policy was very clear.
That doesn't answer the fucking question. That sort of says that, oh, well, that is, we are that. What you just described is what I am.
Marie Ivanovich testified under oath the Ukraine policy was hijacked. He says, this is the last bit. He says, I've been very clear about that. I know exactly what we were doing. I know precisely what the directions that the State Department gave to our officials around the world about how to manage our Ukraine policy.
So he's admitting that he knew about all of this shit then, right? I mean, that's kind of an admission of something, isn't it?
I guess.
It doesn't sound good.
I think that's where he stalked out of the room or whatever. Yeah. And then they called her back in for her,
right,
for her private berating and threats. Yes.
They had the interview. She left and then they called her back in the room to yell at her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's an adult. Why are you yelling at her?
Here's some audio.
People who work for you in your department, people who have resigned from this department under your leadership, saying you should stand up for the diplomats who work here.
I don't know who these unnamed sources are you're referring to. I can tell you this.
This is your senior advisor, Michael McKinley, a career foreign service officer with 4 decades.
I don't know who these unnamed sources are. These are not. Here's a name.
Christ.
Here's a name, asshole. She's not putting up with any shit. Yeah. Good for her.
NPR.
Mary Louise Kelly.
NPR in the house.
Foreign service officer with 4 decades experience who testified under oath that he resigned in part due to the failure of the State Department to offer support to foreign service employees caught up in the impeachment inquiry on Ukraine.
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on things that Mr. McKinley may have said. I'll say only this.
He testified. May have said.
God, that's it. They got a good microphone on him. Did you hear that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What a scumbag.
Really. Mike Pompeo. Really, what a dirtbag. Because these ambassadors and these State Department people, they work outside of our country. They're in the field. I mean, you know, I know they're in embassies and stuff.
He'll fundraise on this now. Because when Martha McSally yelled at that reporter a week ago or two, and said, I'm not talking to you. You're a liberal hack. She was soundly throttled everywhere, except by the deplorable scumbags who were like, yeah, you told that cuck of a reporter, that fake news guy. And she started fundraising over it.
Damn. Yes.
Proudly talking about how she was abusive to a reporter who was not rude to her. Just asked her a question. Do you think that there should be, excuse me, Senator, do you think that there should be new witnesses allowed in the trial? I'm not talking to you. Oh, right. You're a liberal hack.
But that's what Trump does when shit like this happens.
Well, right.
They immediately fundraise on it, and it's like they just change a point of view. It's like you're in Bizarro World.
This reporter from NPR attacked our Secretary of State.
There are ones that are going to love this.
Yeah.
Mike Pompeo shouts down liberal cuck, liberal reporter, lamestream media, NPR reporter.
Mike Pompeo is hiding something. He is our Secretary of State. Our country is in a fucked up spot right now, man.
And don't these motherfuckers just realize that no, Mary, what's her name?
Mary Lou Retton.
Mary Louise Kelly.
Yes.
Not Mary Louise Parker.
Right.
Mary Louise Kelly.
Yes.
If I were Mary Louise Kelly, my career would be dedicated to bringing down Mike Cunting Pompeo from now on. You don't pull me into a room and threaten me, you fat Christian fuck.
Well, I think if she's listening, which I imagine she is, she would say, well, Pat, you're right. That is exactly what I'm doing.
It would be
right
my
now.
Life's goal.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm fucking this guy up, baby.
To investigate everything Mike Pompeo has ever touched in his entire corrupt Christo fuck life.
If I work for Mike Pompeo and NPR rings me up and say, hey, we want to interview your boss, I just, who are you with? NPR, click, I just hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this what's her name? Mary Louise Parker?
Mary Louise Kelly.
Mary Louise Kelly is gonna rip any of these fuckers a new asshole. She is probably more familiar with what is going on in Ukraine than Pompeo. I mean, of course she is. She reads. People in this administration, they don't read. They're racist. They hate gay people. And I'm not lying. It's true, right? They're all very... A lot of people in this administration have a weird fascination with Jeebus, right?
A really creepy secret one, yeah.
It's like a weird rumor about Mike Pence. He's way into the God, you know?
Well, Barr.
Oh, that's Barr's Opus Dei, whatever the fuck that shit is. Oh, it's also creepy. Pompeo is...
Let's take creepy religion and add a super secret society within a creepy religion. That's awesome.
Everybody's raping.
We want you in charge.
Listen, the reason you add super secret shit into religion is because you want to rape kids. When are we going to figure that out?
I don't know about that.
I know about it. That's the Catholics. How many sexual abuse cases? All of them.
Right, but I'm not sure. Opus Dei has been around for a long time. I believe they were formed to protect diddlers, per se.
Okay, well, I mean, that's in the neighborhood of what I'm saying then, right? So that, or you could say it was formed so diddlers could continue to diddle.
I don't know about that.
Well,
I mean, I don't know if there's evidence of that.
But wouldn't you say that there is evidence?
Because these are the virulently anti-homosexual people,
right?
That blame all the kid diddling on the gay,
right? And these people, I don't know. There's so much diddling in the Catholic Church. It's kind of hard.
Sure.
It's hard to believe that. I mean, surely.
But there appears to be a lot of diddling in every patriarchal organization.
This is what I would imagine.
Where men are in charge and can cover shit up.
I imagine wherever the Catholic offices are, the Vatican somewhere, there's a guy sitting at a computer. He's fucking stressed. He's got a spreadsheet. It's like Father Mulcahy, blah, 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 blah. All these motherfuckers, all these cardinals and bishops. Like this guy diddled this person in Missouri. We got to move him to St. Louis, to Nevada. Nevada. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's one guy moving all these little rapists around. He must be so stressed out. It's a lot to coordinate.
A couple of weeks ago, Vice Chair of Sussex County, Delaware Republican Committee.
Eat my dick.
Nellie Jordan.
Yes.
She had something to write on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Well, was it positive?
I wonder if it's still up.
I'm going to guess. Okay, it was racist, anti-Semitic, transphobic, or anti-gay. I'm going with racist, Pat.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. I've never heard
of this. There's
some
shit going on in Delaware. It's a couple weeks ago. Last week, after a shooter walked into a Texas church and killed two people before getting shot by a churchgoer.
Oh, God.
Chris Rowe, Newcastle County, Delaware Republican Party chairman, attempted to upload video of the incident to Facebook.
Yes.
The filters prevented him from doing that because it's a shooting. Someone dies in the video.
Right. You're posting it?
He responded, I'm quoting, on Facebook. Faggots cannot handle reality. Bad guy loses FB. Facebook pisses themselves.
Well, who said this?
The Newcastle County Republican Party chairman.
Did he resign?
Oh, no, I don't know. And then separately a couple weeks ago, Nellie Jordan, as I've mentioned before.
Nellie.
Vice chair of Sussex County.
Nine!
Republican committee. She wrote this on Facebook.
Okay.
Only God knows whether this kind of Jews are really believers in God, or do they believe in the same God that many Democrats believe in? Quote, the father of all lies.
What did she say at the beginning?
Only God knows whether this kind of Jews.
This kind of Jews? Only God knows this kind of Jews! Only God knows this kind of Jews! Power! Oh, I'm tired of you religious fucks. Suck a dick. God doesn't know
she
shit.
She wrote, what amazes me the most in these theatrical Congress hearings is to see how many Jews in name only lend themselves to be in the hoax. Oh, H-O-A-K-S. H-O-A-K-S. Oh,
bless your motherfucking anti-Semitic shitbag heart. Bless your heart, you lunatic.
This is an elected official.
It's a hoax.
You're a hoax.
I don't know what these Jews do.
Of the pure made-up story of impeachment that the Democrats have woven as spiders catching flies and bugs.
And Jews.
These Jews have been enrolled to come and testify, to come and interrogate, and to be involved in anything that the Democrats enlist them to do to try to look credible to the people of this country. I'm reading this verbatim.
You dumb fucking fuck.
Translate this for me.
Is this a twat? A tweet?
Facebook post.
Okay.
Only God knows. This is a comment from one of her friends, and then she wrote, only God knows whether this kind of Jews...
Only God knows whether this kind of
Jews...
are
really believers in God, or do they believe in the same God the Democrats believe in, the father of all lies.
Aquaman. Well, jeez. What an asshole, right? I mean, very anti-Semitic.
Meyer Perso.
Yes.
Formerly of Delaware Liberal, formerly active in Sussex politics before he moved to Florida, wrote concerning the post.
Yes.
He had this to say, I'm not going to use a brush to paint the entire Sussex County GOP as being anti-Semitic. However, there are a number of people who agree with Ms. Jordan's views, including a member of county council, who referred to me, this is the guy writing, in the past, in public, as that fag Jew.
Oh, jeez.
On the county council.
Wait. I'm sorry. I'm getting so confused. Who is that F-word Jew who said that?
Who said it?
Yeah.
A member of the county council. This man is did not out his name.
Out his name? Why wouldn't you? You have to out his name. If this guy's a member of the government, you got to know who he is.
Jeez. This,
this is fucked up.
This woman, what was her name? Ms. Jordan.
Does the impeachment hoax bother you?
Hoax.
What a dumbass.
Ms. Jordan wrote this guy wrote that Jordan's comment comparing Jews to spiders catching flies is right out of the protocols of the Elders of Zion and Nazi propaganda.
Oh, geez.
Jews are spiders catching flies.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And, listen, with your Facebook posts and anything you put in your computer, generally, if there's a problem with the grammar or the spelling, you get a squiggly.
Mm-hmm.
You get a squiggly. Does this person ignore the squigglies? I think, it's hoax. That's like a third grade reading level, dude. People know how to spell hoax in junior fucking high.
Well, they finally got rid of her.
Wow. Jeez. Jeez, I tell you what you got to do to get fired in Suffolk County.
But apparently there was a vote and it wasn't unanimous to get rid of her.
Oh.
A Republican Party leader in Delaware has been fired after Facebook posts that were criticized as anti-Semitic. There's no gray area.
Yes. I mean,
they are anti-Semitic.
Well, yeah, of course. That's anti-Semitic.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Sussex County Republican Party voted to oust the vice chair, Nellie Jordan.
Nellie. Bye, Nellie.
Her Facebook comments singling out Jews as being responsible for the impeachment of Trump.
Well, hey, Nellie.
Came to light December 31st.
Nellie, chin up. There are plenty of other horrible organizations you can waddle into. You can get a job at the NRA. Get a job at one of these anti-choice fuck groups.
Run for Congress.
Yeah, as a Republican. Fuck. They will love you. They'll love you. You're perfect for them.
Fired.
Go work for True News. Really?
So that's a little Trump's America.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's say Elizabeth Warren is elected in 2020 and we get Trump out of the White House. And will True News retain their press credentials?
I would
yes or no?
I would probably lean towards negative on that one.
That's not freedom, Pat.
What time is it? Oh, we got to get going here. I'm going to get your legal opinion.
Is this involving
this, Ryan?
The Gwyneth Paltrow candle of vagina?
And I want to see if you agree with... The TSA and law enforcement officials.
Okay.
On this decision.
I don't.
You may.
Okay. I do.
You might be torn.
Oh.
A 10-year-old boy was recently forced to change his T-shirt.
Oh, God.
Before a recent flight from a South African airport.
Okay.
Earlier this month, Stevie Lucas.
Stevie
was traveling through O.R. Tambo International Airport in Johannesburg with his fam when security officers said, you can't board this flight due to that shirt.
All right.
We have a picture of the shirt of Stevie wearing the shirt. It's a black T-shirt.
Yes.
Painted on it a kind of realistic depiction.
Oh, God.
Of a giant snake crawling over his shoulder.
Oh, it looks like
a snake. Coiling on his chest.
This guy, hey, go fuck yourself, man.
See,
I hate you. You fuck.
See, now we know. It's just a snake T-shirt. I'm showing Ryan the snake T-shirt. It's black. With a pretty realistic snake.
Listen, dickhead. I'm talking to this kid. I mean, listen, you little kid, wacko.
I'm Team Stevie. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Get on his team. What other clothes? Do you have any clothes that have any realistic serpents painted on them? Everybody's a comedian.
The boy's parents reportedly claimed that the... authorities said that snake toys and printed clothing are not allowed on the flight.
Yeah.
Because the image of the reptile could cause anxiety for other passengers.
Right. For other passengers like me. I don't like snakes, dude. And I'm sorry. Listen, you see a snake out in the wild. Here's the problem.
It's a T-shirt.
You're not listening to me. You see a snake out in the woods or whatever the fuck. You see it. You stop. Maybe you're startled. Maybe the snake doesn't bite you. But maybe you're so freaked out, you run away and you hit your head into a tree. You know, you run right into a tree or you run off into a gully or a gulch and you fucking break your leg and you die in the forest just because you're freaked out. God, I hate flying. Oh, I'm sitting next to a guy that thinks it's funny to have a realistic snake.
It's a kid with a snake T-shirt.
All right.
It's a cool shirt.
So you're saying they shouldn't have pulled him.
I don't think they should have made the kid. He ended up turning his T-shirt inside out.
Okay.
And got on the flight.
What's wrong with that? I don't want to look at. I don't even like looking at snakes. I don't care. I hate snakes. Fuck it.
He says he has a keen interest in snakes, spiders, and bugs.
Listen,
passed
why?
Down from his father, who often takes him to pet stores and on trips to Africa.
Oh, okay. God. Imagine you have a child and like, if I had a child and they said to me, Daddy, my favorite things is snakes, spiders, and all kinds of horrible shit you hate. Oh, my God. What a nightmare. Kid loves snakes.
Yeah.
You raised a kid into spider that's into spiders and snakes, I guess. Am I wrong on it? Just wear okay. I'll quit being a cunt. Wear the fucking T-shirt. Go ahead. Go ahead. Be hilarious. YOLO.
Well, at what point? I mean,
I don't like it.
At what point do you know? What if somebody's afraid of lions, and someone's wearing a Detroit Lions shirt? Are you going to say you got to take it off because somebody may have lion phobia?
I don't care. I just don't like that snake thing, man. I hate snakes so much.
Now I saw and somewhere right. that the fear of snakes is like the second ranked phobia out there.
What's the first one?
Heights.
Oh God, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. That's why mountain climbing is fucked up because you go, you're way high up there, and there's nothing but snakes. It's great. Oh shit, yes.
Depending, not like it.
It's always
not
depending.
Like Everest, there's no snakes up.
Problem. It's always depending. Depending on where you are. Depending on if there's a snake waiting there for some human to fuck up. Right. Oh, hey, what if a flight? Let me ask you something, dude. Let's say there's a flight marshal on board.
Okay.
On that plane,
yes.
Armed. He sees that snake. He's like, "Holy shit!
It doesn't look that real."
Pow, 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 pow.
It's an obvious.
The bullet pierces the hull.
It's an obvious painting.
You lose pressure. Bam, the plane crashes. Oh, I had to wear my snake shirt. There's a snake. Snake. Bang.
Now,
bang.
Like a snake toy, I could see if it's like a realistic rubber snake. You don't want some kid flinging that around a flight. But it's a T-shirt.
No, it's a
with an obviously not real.
Right.
But realistic sort of-ish depiction of a snake.
Right. Well, okay. I don't know. I just think...
So what about walking down the street? You think they should outlaw snake shirts?
You know, the thing with the snake shirt is the only reason you put it on is because you want to freak out people like me.
That's not true.
Bullshit!
The kid is into snakes
The kid thinks it's funny to freak people out because look at me, I'm special. I got a snake shirt. That's why people have snakes. That's why people have snakes
That's
as pets.
Not necessarily
Bullshit.
True.
Bullshit! I have a snake as a pet.
There
Look
are people,
at me,
there
I'm
are,
special.
But there are people who have snakes as a pet that you don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It. They're not broadcasting it.
What are they doing, hiding in the fucking basement? Really?
Well, yeah. They have a snake or a lizard at home. Or,
oh, yeah.
Or a tarantula or something.
Oh, yeah.
Some.
What do you get out of it?
I don't know.
I got a friend that's got a pet tarantula.
You get a news story after your cobra escapes.
I got a friend that has a pet tarantula in glass cubes. It's on his microwave. Boy, that tarantula has a great life. And I don't know what he gets. I don't know what he gets from that relationship.
He looks at that
fucking spider. He's like, I love spiders. I love spiders so much. I'm going to keep this glass cube on my fucking microwave. It's a great life. Oh, the spider got out. Oh, no. I haven't seen that spider in years.
It is a pimp.
So you would have told the kid to turn the shirt inside up is what we've learned.
No, I would have taken the kid aside and said, listen, you can wear the shirt, but just know snakes aren't a joke, okay?
Aren't you fun? Aren't you a fun TSA agent?
I don't fuck with snakes, though.
Right?
Yeah. I don't. They're all over the place. You know, in Florida, you see people just walking around, not looking down, and you don't know. You know, they in tall grass, especially railroad tracks, edges of sidewalks, you know, it's just where these snakes hide in places you would never fucking imagine. You don't remember that story of guys peeing?
Sure, yeah.
And all of a sudden, the snake comes out of the toilet and bites his dick?
Yeah.
Imagine that guy is on the plane and he sees that kid in that fucked up t-shirt. Oh, that brings up some great memories for me. This one time the snake bit my dick.
Thanks for listening, everybody. It's been a great week. Let's do it again next week. What do you say?
Right.
We do it every goddamn weekday. We've only got about a minute left here. You want to end on good news?
Yeah,
maybe?
Listen. I like snakes. I didn't be negative about snakes. I'm a big fan.
Becoming the 19th state.
Yay.
Surprisingly, yes. It's terrifying that means that there are a whole bunch more that aren't.
Right.
State lawmakers in Utah, yes. Utah, you fucking Taw,
okay,
have banned the use of conversion therapy.
Oh shit!
On LGBTQ children, making
that's great.
Them the 19th state.
That's great.
State lawmakers and activists went back and forth for months as they fought to create a law that satisfied the largest constituency, the Mormon Church. Which initially opposed the ban.
Why would you oppose it?
And now they support it.
Right.
But get this. The change came only after the bill was amended to include exceptions for clergy members. So you can still send your kid to some Mormon poobah to go have him suck the gay out of little Johnny.
Oh, my God. So they didn't ban gay conversion therapy. If you're a Mormon, you can still do it. A Mormon clergy person.
If it's an alleged religious leader.
Yeah.
Which is worse.
Right, right.
Before, at least, they had some purportedly people with psychology degrees start doing that and shit. Now you're just giving it to some church leaders. Oh, well, they'll totally convert you back.
You know, and don't worry about it. Mormons have a great history with dealing with kids and things like that. Nothing creepy has ever happened.
So the bill prohibits licensed therapists in the state from doing this.
But if you're a clergyman, like you said, you can still suck the gay right out of your penis.
The rules do not apply to religious leaders who claim to provide spiritual counseling to those struggling with homosexuality.
Well, look at all the spiritual counseling I have when I unzip my pants.
So there you go. Good news, I guess. But
the clergy guys.
Right, right. But let's remember, it's only the 19th state. Let's do our maths. That's 31 states, y'all, that don't have laws banning this psychological and sometimes physical torture of kids.
God.
Just because they may be a little on the gay side.
Boo.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yes.
We'll do it again next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. You know, we're all over the internet, blah, blah, blah. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. His Instagram, Rated R Comedy. His Facebook is Rated R Comedy. Go check out his schedule at RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We love you long time.
But I've never felt more alive than getting ready like a big old juggernaut. They just loaded up with fuel and pulled the pin on to get ready to come after all you people.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.